I honestly don't remember where we left off yesterday, but we're still doing the sugya on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph with the various people who are not kosher to be mevi a get. Various people are not kosher to bring a get. Ah, so remember yesterday we discussed the mailman, right? Can a mailman bring a get to the Beis Din and then have the Beis Din deliver the get? After all, the mailman's a guy, but he's not doing anything. He's just bringing the get to a different city. So the Gaonim said, Rabbi Hanina Gon, Hananya Gon, whichever Gon, said that absolutely not. A mailman, a non-Jew cannot play a role in transferring the get from one place to another. Right? Absolutely not. The Rush disagreed, and the Rush said, he's not doing anything. He's not going to be the one giving the get to the wife. The Beis Din in the city that he's bringing it to is going to be the one that gives the get to the wife. So there should be absolutely no problem with it. What would be the problem with the mailman giving the get? That was the machlokes between the Rush and the Gaonim. Now, if you take a look at the Ran and Daf Yud Aleph and Beis Din Daf, if I just had a simple ha'ara over here in this Ran on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis Din Daf, the Ran in Dibur Maschel El Suma Amaylo. The Ran talks about the following case. The Gemara says, why is it we had five examples in the Mishnah of who cannot bring a get? Chereshot v'katan, those were easy. They were all because they're not b'nei das. Guy, not b'nei krisos. Suma, blind man, why can't he bring a get? So the Gemara had two suggestions. Two blind men in the Gemara gave suggestions as to why a blind man can't give a get. Rav Sheshes, who was blind, gave which suggestion? Rav Sheshes said he can't bring a get because, you know what Rav Sheshes say? He's not going to be able to identify who the husband is, who the wife is. How is he supposed to give a get from this husband to that wife? He might get it wrong. He might give it to the wrong woman. He has no idea who he's talking to. So that's the problem, Rav Sheshes says. Comes along, Rav Yosef says, no, that can't be the problem, because then Suma would be Yasser B'Ishto. Heich Suma Mutter B'Ishto. How does a Suma allow to sleep with his wife? He's not going to recognize her. Of course, there's Tvias Eina Tekala. Voice recognition. As long as you recognize it's a voice, that's good enough. Good? So says the Ran. Very fascinating over here. Tosos makes the ha'ara that, wait a second, everyone seems to accept that the Suma does need to know who the wife is. That he can't just trust somebody. He himself has to recognize the wife. And the only question is the Suma capable of recognizing the wife? Do we rely on Tviyas Eina Dekala? Do we rely on voice recognition to recognize her? But everyone agrees that he does need to recognize her, right? That's the implication. So Tosfos says, what if he's not blind? Do you also need to recognize the wife? Do I need to know, if I'm going to be a shliach to bring a get, do I need to know who the husband is, who the wife is? Or can I enlist somebody's help and just give it to whoever they tell me the wife is? I'm going to say, who's Mrs. So-and-so? Someone will tell me, oh, that's the woman. I'll go over and I'll give it to her. I have no idea if she is or isn't. Is that good enough? So Tosfos said two possible deos. First day in Tosfos was, sounds like the pashtus of the Gemara, is that you do need to know who she is, right? And then Tosfos says, second possible day. What's the second possible day? No, you don't really need to know who she is. Why does a Suma need to know who she is? Says Tosfos, because the Suma is in a worse position than a regular person. A Suma is an easy target. He can easily be fooled, he can easily be tricked. So the Suma needs to recognize who the wife is, and if he doesn't, then it's no good. But a regular person doesn't really need to recognize who the wife is, because he's not an easy target, no one's going to try to fool him. That was the second possibility to suggest the question.
In the case of get, just a question. If you give a get to a woman but it's not the right woman, is the get not bottle? Can she not say, I'm not this person?
No, she can, but...
But now, she gives it back to Shliach and says, oh, you're not...
What if she doesn't give it back? I mean, the point is the shliach will come back to the husband and say, I did my job. And this woman who's looking for a divorce from her husband, who's not the guy that the get came from, will be like, ha-ha, I got a get.
But the chances of it's in the woman's name. So when she says, my name is Sarah, and this is
same name, or whatever it is. I mean, the point is that the get wasn't delivered to the shliach didn't do his job. I mean, we can't rely that the shliach is done. So... those are the two days in Tosfos. Do you need to recognize who the husband is, who the wife is? Day number one in Tosfos, of course you do. You see that the Suma needs to recognize who it is. Day number two is, no, you don't need to recognize who it is. The only reason the Suma needs to recognize is because otherwise the Suma can easily be fooled. Take a look at this Ran now. The Ran quotes Tosfos, and it starts off exactly like Tosfos. Dibur Maschil El Suma Amaylo. Take a look at it inside. So the Gemara says, why is Asuma not able to bring a get? Because he doesn't know. He can't recognize the husband. He can't recognize the wife. Must be that the shliach has to recognize who the husband is, who the wife is. But maybe there's a distinction that could be made. Then maybe by a blind man, there's more of a chashash that they're going to fool him because he's more easily fooled. Ubevadai shekein iker, says the Ran. Tosa's second daya is most correct. Definitely more correct. That for a regular person, you don't need to be able to identify, you don't need to know who the people are, who the wife is, who the husband is. It's only for a suma that you need to know that, because a suma is easily fooled. Did dafka besuma hu da'amrinan hachi? Davalei shliach shelo nitan legerishin. Because a blind man is a shliach shelo nitan legerishin if he can't recognize who the husband is and who the wife is. What does that mean, a shliach shelo nitan legerishin? He could never carry this mission out on his own. He would always need help. It's impossible for him to do it on his own. Lefi she'i efshar lo litein ela al yedei acherim sheyomer lo zeploni vezeploni. He would never ever be able to give this get unless someone else is identifying who the parties are. Okay, now you take it from that man, that's so and so. Now give it to her, that's so and so. He needs somebody else helping him. Havol shar b'nei adam kivan she'efshar. But by any other person, since it's efshar, it would be possible for any other person, a regular seeing person, to be a shliach for the get, afal pi she'in makirin, even though he actually does not recognize who the husband is, who the wife is, acher melamdin osan. Other people could be melamid, other people could teach him. So what's the Ran saying? What's the difference between a suma and a regular guy? It's not just how easily fooled you are. It's that by a suma, just need to stand a little bit, it's that by a suma, the suma has no way that he could ever deliver a get to the wife. He has no chance. There's no way that he'll ever be able to deliver a get to the wife without help from somebody else. By a regular seeing person, he may not know who the husband and wife is, but theoretically he could have. He has the physical capability of giving the get to the wife and taking it from the husband without any help. Elamai, he happens to not know who the husband is, who the wife is, so he needs some help over here. Right? That's the difference. This remind you of any concept you've ever seen in Shas? So there's a concept in Shas, kolorei lebila in bila makevespa, that sometimes you don't need to actually do something the right way, you need to have the ability to do it the right way. The Gemara Menachos says that we know for a Karban Mincha, you need to have a certain amount of flour and a certain amount of oil in a Karban Mincha. And what do you do with that flour and oil? You need to do belila. Belila is the mixing of the flour and the oil so that all the flour gets wet from the oil. So that's the mitzvah in a mufchar to do belila. Let's say you didn't do belila. Is your carbon mincha kasha? So says the Gemara, the Mishnah reading, that if you didn't do belila, but you had enough oil that you could have done belila, then your carbon mincha is kasha. Meaning, you had enough oil that it was enough oil to make all the flour wet, then it's kasha. What? Okay. But let's say there was not enough oil to do belila, then it's not kasha. Sounds very similar, right? Over here, does the shliach need to actually recognize the husband and the wife? No. But he has to be someone who could have been capable of recognizing the husband, recognizing the wife. You know where else that comes up? It comes up by tevila. When a person goes to the mikvah, a woman goes to the mikvah, she can't have a chatzitza on her. Right? We just discussed in the Temin Halacha Shir about chatzitza a little bit. But she can't have, so if she has a bandage on her arm, right, she can't go to the mikvah with the bandage on. It's chatzitza. Does water need to touch her liver and her kidneys and her small intestines and all of her inner organs? Of course not. That would be ridiculous, right? Because that's completely balua inside of her body. What about inside her eyes and inside her mouth and the bottom of her nose and her armpits and behind her knees? Does water need to get to all those spots? So the halacha is that that's called the beis hastarim. It's not an internal organ, but it's also not something that's completely external. It's something that sometimes is visible, sometimes isn't. So in those situations, the halacha is that she doesn't need water to actually hit those areas, but she can't have a chatzitza there. It needs to be ra'ui lebi'as mayim. It needs to, at least you have to have the potential that water could have been able to go there. So she needs to brush her teeth and she needs to take out her contacts and do all these things before she goes to the mikvah, because she doesn't have to open her eyes and open her mouth. Water doesn't actually need to go there. You need ra'ui lebias mayim. So this is a concept we have in throughout Shas. Sometimes you only need ra'ui. So a similar idea the Ran is presenting over here, that Asuma, he's not even ra'ui. He's so not nitan legerushin, he's not even ra'ui to recognize who the husband is. If you have a regular shliach who can see, he just happens to not know the husband, not know the wife, so he's at least ra'ui to know who the husband is. So that's good enough, as long as he's ra'ui to know who the husband is. Says the Ran, I'm convinced that this is correct, and that you don't need to know who the husband is, who the wife is. And you know why I'm convinced of this? And this is where he adds something. He already added a little more than Tosus, but then he adds another point. V'hachi mashma l'kaman b'perek kol haget, v'uvda da'aba bar ben yumi. He says, and this is clear in the Gemara and Perek kol haget in the story of Abba bar ben yumi. So when the Ran does something like that, he quotes a Gemara and he says, it's a beferish a Gemara like this. Tos said two dayas, but we have a beferish a Gemara like the second daya, that a person who's able to see, even if he doesn't recognize the parties, is able to bring get. So what do you do when the Ran tells you something like that? First thing you got to do? You look it up. Does the Gemara really say that? No? So let's see the Gemara. David Hirsch, and why you always used to tell us, when Tosus quotes a Gemara, you better learn that whole perek. You got to learn the entire perek of Gemara to really appreciate what he's really quoting. So at the very least, let's see the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? Chaf Tes Amid Beis. Three lines before the lines get wide. Ha'u Gavra. Chaf Tes Amid Beis. Ha'u Gavra, there was a guy. Deshadal Agitul Debitu. Sent to get to his wife. I asked my shir today, my Talmud, what does Debitu mean? Everyone said his daughter. No, bas means daughter. Debitu means wife. And how do you know? Because people generally don't give gittin to their daughters. Right? So a guy decides to send a get to his wife. Amar shliach lo yadanala. So the shliach says, look, I'd love to help. I'd love to deliver the get to your wife, but I have no idea who she is. Amar le. So he says, no problem. Zil yahave la abba bar ben yumi. Di'ihu yadala. Okay, so don't give the get to my wife. Go to the town where my wife is. Find Abba Bar Ben Yumi. He's a friend of mine. He knows who my wife is. And he'll give the get to my wife. He went and he couldn't find Abba Bar Ben Yumi. He was looking all over the place, couldn't find Abba Bar Ben Yumi. Okay. Ashkechei, but he did find other rabbis. Ashkechei Rabbi Avov, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. So he found three great rabbis sitting. V'yosef, Rav Safra, Gabayu, and Rav Safra happened to have been around those three great rabbis also. Amru Lei, the three great rabbis tell him, Masur Melech Kamei Didan, D'chiyesi Abba Bar Ben Yumi, Nisvinu Lei V'lezev L'svinu La. Tell you what, you give us the get. When we see Abba Bar Ben Yumi, we'll give him the get. And when Abba Bar Ben Yumi sees this man's wife, he'll give the get. So now, you are a shliach of the husband, you make us a shliach, we'll make our Bar Ben Yumi, good, we'll eventually get there. Everything will be taken care of. You can trust everybody on this chain. Amar Lahu Rav Safra, so Rav Safra was sitting right there. He heard these three great rabbis say that they'll take care of it, and they'll give it to our Bar Ben Yumi, and Rav Safra went nuts. V'ashliach shlo nitan legerishinu! How can you do this? It's a shliach that's not nitan legerishin. Meaning, this shliach was made a shliach to give it to Abba Bar Ben Yumi. He was not made a shliach to give it to anybody else. What authorizes him to trust these three rabbis? He was supposed to trust Abba Bar Ben Yumi, and that's it. So this should be no good. Ichsufu. All the rabbis became embarrassed. Whoops. We said the wrong psak. Right? We got it wrong. Amar Rava. So Rava said, ah, kabchinu Rav Safra l'tos rabbanan smuchi. Look how Rav Safra outsmarted those three great rabbis. Right? He really wiped the floor with them. Amar Ravashi, b'may kabchinu. Ravashi says, what are you talking about? They were right. Mika amar le'abba bar ben yumi v'lo ata? Did the husband tell this shliach, you can only give it to Abba bar ben yumi and nobody else? He said, give it to Abba bar ben yumi. You know why he said to give it to Abba bar ben yumi? Because he had to think of who knows my wife there. Who knows my... Oh, Abba bar ben yumi knows my wife. His whole point was he just wanted to get to his wife. He never said, I'm Dafka Makvid, it can only be Abba Ben Yumi, nobody else. So there's nothing wrong with giving it to this Beis Din. It's absolutely fine that he can give it to this Beis Din. Then the Gemara quotes a different version. Ikuda Amri Amar Rav Kapchinu Rav Safra L'Tas Rabban Tzmuchi B'Tu'usa. That Rav's comment wasn't that Rav Safra outsmarted the three rabbis, but that Rav Safra mistakenly thought that he outsmarted the three rabbis, but he was really wrong. Those three rabbis were really right for the same reason that we just said. Good? The Ran says, oh, you see, Beferish in this Gemara, that if you don't recognize the wife, you could be the shliach to bring the get. You don't have to recognize who the wife is. How do you see that in this Gemara? Do you see that in this Gemara? That if you, yeah?
The three rabbis are going to give it to Abba, or you mean, don't find who the wife is.
Okay.
They never saw her.
And who else doesn't know who the wife is? The original shliach, right? So sounds good, right? Here you have the shliach who's bringing the get, plus the three rabbis, you know, for good measure. All don't know who the wife is, and they're allowed to be the shliach. So you see that you don't need to know who the wife is to be a shliach to bring a get. Good raya? Well, that's what the Rambam said. The Ran's chiddush was, as long as they're not blind, as long as they have the ability to see, they don't need to actually know who the wife is. And he said, it's a beferisha gemara. I think it's a terrible raya. Why is it a terrible raya? I mean, obviously, the Ran thinks it's a good raya. It's a good raya, but we have to figure it out. I think it's not so posh at all that this is a good raya. What's the Ran trying to prove? That if the husband makes you a shliach, what was our case in our Mishnah? The husband made the person a shliach to do what? To who? To the wife. Right? Husband made the guy a shliach to give the get to the wife. So that's where we had all the discussion. Blind man is not going to recognize the wife, can't give it to the wife. And that's where the Ran says the Schiddush, it's okay, you don't need to recognize the wife to be the shliach, to give the get to the wife. In this story with Abba Bar Minyumi, what was the shliach's job? Husband made him a shliach? To give the get to Abba Bar Minyumi. Who's going to give the get to the wife? Abba Bar Minyumi is going to give the get to the wife. What's the shliach's job? There's nothing. Shliach's job is what we would call, from yesterday's shir, the mailman. The shliach is the mailman. All he's doing is he's bringing it to that town, but then someone else is going to actually give the get. You know who the real shliach habal is? Abba Bar Minyumi is the real shliach habal. This guy's just bringing the get to that town, so that Abba Bar Minyumi will have it to be able to give to the wife. What kind of raya is this? The mailman doesn't need to be a bar das, it doesn't need to be a someone who's able to see. The mailman could be whatever you want him to be. He could be blind, he could be a guy, according to the Rush. He could be a guy, according to the Rush. So of course the mailman doesn't need to recognize the wife. I wouldn't have any problem with the blind mailman either. This whole sugi is about giving it to the wife, being the real shaliach. No, it's a bomb cash on the run. This is why you need to look up all these Gemaras. What in the world is he talking about? So let's take a step back. I'm making an assumption that a mailman is less of a shaliach than a guy who actually gives the get to his wife. Right? That the mailman doesn't have to... A guy can be a mailman. I'm making that assumption. Who held that way? The Rush held that way. Who didn't hold that way? Rabbi Chanina Gon, Chananya Gon, Chanina Gon, whatever. Gaonim didn't hold that way. Gaonim held that even the mailman's got to be a Jew. He needs to be a qualified shliach, because the mailman is also part of the shlichus. Right? That's how the Gaonim held. How did the Ran hold? So the Ran, Dibra Maschal Kol, quoted the Bahag, the Gaonim Rav Chananya Gaon, just like the Rush did, that the mailman's got to be a Bar Das and a Jew, and is it, right? But unlike the Rush, he didn't argue in the end. Right? All he said is, I don't understand what the Rai is from Rav Shimon or Blazer, Edim Sirikati, I don't get that, but he didn't argue in the end. He accepted the Gaonim. I just want to suggest to you is that maybe this is simply the Ran Lishitasa. Why is the Ran Lishitasa? The Ran who holds, like the Gaonim, that a mailman is every bit the shliach that the person who delivers the get is. And that's why a guy can't be a mailman. He's not going to be mechalek between
a shliach who's supposed to actually hand deliver it to a wife versus a shliach who's supposed to give it to Abba Bar Minyumi. They all need to be qualified as shluchim. And therefore you have a beferish of Gemara, says the Ran, where you see that you don't have to recognize the wife in order to be a real shliach. Because even being the middleman, even being the mailman, that's a real shliach. So you don't need to be super quiet. You see that you don't need to recognize who the wife is. Would the Rush think this is a raya? No way. The Rush would say, that doesn't prove anything. The case where Abbar, with Abbar Ben Yumi, where we say that you don't need to recognize the wife, that's where you're not a real shliach, you're just a mailman. And I don't think a mailman is a real shliach, says the Rush. Mailman is just a mailman. He's not a real shliach. So it all comes together. It's a ran l'shitaso l'chora. That's why he believes he has a raya. But it comes together even more than that. If you look further in the ran says, okay, but all this was within Rav Sheshes. Remember, easy way to remember this Gemara: two blind men. Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, deal with the case of the Summa, of the blind man. Right, so Rav Sheshes said that the reason the blind man cannot give the get, Rav Sheshes said, is because he has no idea who the husband is, who the wife is. Rav Yosef says that's ridiculous, because then the blind man would never be able to sleep with his wife. He would never be able to even a seeing person when it's night and it's dark would never be able to sleep with his wife. That would be crazy. Tviya saying that the color, we rely on voice recognition. Oh, so why is it, Taka, that a blind man can't be a shliach to bring a get? Because he can't say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, right? Says the Ran, we call Malcolm high time idchi b'gemara to b'chinu alei elo meyata heich suma mutar b'ishto veich mutar b'nei adam nashu sein b'layla elo b'tviya seina dekala. You have voice recognition, not going to have b'tviya seina dekala u'maskinan hacha b'chutz la'aretz askinan d'bayi l'meyam b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. The Gemara's maskana, meaning Rav Yosef's shita, is the reason the blind man can't be trusted to deliver the get is because he can't say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. Why can't he say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta? Because b'fani nechta implies that he saw something, and he obviously didn't see anything. And therefore the Gemara concluded that if he was able to see when he received the get from the husband, and only went blind later on, can he go and say b'fani nechta? The Gemara said, yeah, then he's fine. It's only if he was blind at the time, right? Because you have to be able to see it. Frek the Rana Kasha. Tulsa didn't ask this Kasha, but Frek the Rana Kasha. We had a Gemara in Dav Vav. The Gemara says that in order to say B'fani Nechtam, you don't need to actually see anything. You just need to know that it happened. How do you know that it happened? Kol Klamosa, Kol Megilsa, Kan Klamosa, Kan Megilsa, to yourselves. You hear. You hear the Yisofer writing. You hear the ruffling of the paper and the quill being dipped in the ink. You hear it happening. Pecking away at the keyboard. You hear he's writing. That's good enough. Then you could say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. So frek the Ran. What is the Gemara saying? The whole problem with the Summa is he's not going to say b'fani nechtam because he's blind. He could say b'fani nechtam as long as he heard it, right? Blind people could hear. So what's the teretz? So he says, there's a big difference between a blind person hearing something, hearing the sofer, and a seeing person hearing. What would you think the difference is? So I would have said, similar to what the Ran said before, kol ha-ro'i. You need to be ro'i to be ro'a. And then when you hear, you know, that's good enough. Your idea is good enough. You need to at least be ra'ui to have heard. The Ran says even more than that. He says, what's the point? Why is it that hearing is good enough? Because you know the sofer is doing something. You're in close enough proximity that you hear him writing. And if you walk in and you see that he's writing the wrong thing, he'll be caught. You'll catch him red-handed. And therefore he'll be afraid, because he doesn't want to get caught. But if you're blind, you could hear all you want, but he could be writing anything, you'll never catch him. So there's no mirtas, there's no fear that the sofer has that you're going to catch him. The whole point is that you need to be able to verify that it was in fact written in Lashma. You can't do that if you're blind, because the sofer has no fear of you, and therefore he'll do whatever he wants, and he's not going to be afraid. So the Ran almost says, like the same svar, that he needs to be at least ra'ui, but over here it's not just the din that you need to be ra'ui. He's saying there's a very practical reason. It's just you can't verify it. It's not verifiable if you're blind, because he's not going to be afraid of you. And where do we use this concept of mirtas, that if he's afraid you're going to walk in and you're going to catch him? What? Chol Yisrael is right. It's a little bit of a different concept. Rav Moshe has the concept of Eidei Yedia, that if I know for sure that something is true, I could be, that's Eidus, that's Kilu Yusi. I know for sure this is Kamu, because they're afraid of the, you know, government regulations. But you have it in Kashrus all the time. As long as the guy is afraid. I told my high school shiur today that someone told me, who works in the OU, that they were giving a hashkacha to a restaurant, and the first time they went in, they started asking a bunch of questions. Where do you order from? What, you know, what ingredients exactly? And the guy says, you know, I have a Haimish hashkacha for years and years, and he never asked any of these questions. So I said, well, what does he do? How does he give hashkacha? He says, a Hasidish Rebbe gives hashkacha. First of all, every time he comes, he calls 3 hours in advance. I'd like to come. Is it an okay time to come to the restaurant? And they say, yeah, sure, come in 3 hours. Fine, no problem. And he comes to the restaurant, and he says, goes over to the ingredients, and he says, was ist das? And they say, this is pork. And he says, das ist kosher? And they say, yeah. He says, oh, okay. And was ist das? And they tell him anything. And he just said, that's the way he gives hashkacha. So if that's the way the hashkacha is working, there's no mirtas. There's no fear of being caught with anything, because what are you going to catch? I mean, the guy. So that's the way every hashkacha has to work with that. There has to be a sense of, uh-oh, what happens if I get caught? If there are absolutely no repercussions getting caught, then there's no hashkacha. Right? That's why, that's the a lot of people rely on. Someone texted me recently, can I go to the Haagen-Dazs in town? Haagen-Dazs has hashkacha from, I'm not going to say, it has hashkacha that's widely recognized as not the most reliable hashkacha. So can I go there? So I said, do you go to Haagen-Dazs when you're on a family trip somewhere outside of town, Kentucky or whatever? Like, would you go to, personally, I would. Why? Because they are only allowed to use Haagen-Dazs products. If they're ever caught using a non-Haagen-Dazs product, they would lose the franchise, right? They would lose all their business. So I'd buy a Haagen-Dazs bar, you know, with the chocolate or whatever. You know, maybe the toppings I'd stay away from, because that they probably wouldn't be so medactic on. The actual ice creams, they're very strict about these things. So you recognize it's coming out of a Haagen-Dazs container, you see them scooping out of a Haagen-Dazs container. So Pashas, that's okay. But if you have some guy that opens up a yogurt shop in Yulu, let's say, and decides that he's going to tell everybody that it's kosher ice cream, and what if it's not? Okay, sorry. My bad. Nothing's going to happen. Oh, you made a mistake? Okay, we forgive you. Such a nice guy. Of course you'd forgive him. Right? So that's mirtas. That's where mirtas has to play a role in hashkacha on all different levels. But okay, anyway, that's what the Ran suggests over here. Maybe a little bit far afield from Gittin Daf Chav Gimel. I apologize. But Tviya Seinu Dekala, a couple of things I just wanted to say about Tviya Seinu Dekala. Where else do we have a halach of Tviya Seinu, being able to recognize something? So this halach comes up with a Shavas Aveda. If I find a wallet. So someone says, oh, it's mine. Right away you say, I find a wallet. So, oh, it's mine. So can you say, oh, okay, sure, here it is. So what do you need normally if you're going to give it to him? Give me a simon. What if Rav Shecht is coming here tomorrow night? What if, you know, on his way out, you say, oh, I found the wallet. Rav Shecht says, oh, I lost my wallet. That's mine. Would you say, simon? Come on. Give me a simon. So there is a halach in the Gemara that a Talmud Chacham is Neman B'Tviya Sayin. That if he looks at it, he says, yeah, that's mine, I recognize it, it's mine. So that's good enough, you believe him with Tviya Sayin. So ask the Beis Shmuel. The Magen Mishnah writes, Beis Shmuel is a commentator on the side of the Evin Ezer. The Magen Mishnah writes that B'Zman HaZeh, even the Talmud Chacham is not believed B'Tviya Sayin. let's say by a get, we have this by a get, to recognize that it's his get. So why does the Shulchan Aruch paskin that we do believe Tvi'as Ein HaDekala? Right, that we're going to rely on Tvi'as Ein HaDekala voice recognition, we don't rely on Tvi'as Ein to begin with. So he says, Tvi'as Ein HaDekala only works if also other people are around who know who the woman is and know that this is the wife of the Mishaleach. But if there's nobody who knows, there's no one else who knows, then the Summa maybe wouldn't be believed with Tvi'as Ein HaDekala. All right, we'll leave it at that. We'll stop there. Have a great day, everybody. Are we selling us giving shares tomorrow?